USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The death toll expected to rise after a massive tornado tore across Mississippi.
Lots of damage is being reported, especially in Rolling Fork, a town of about 2,000 in the Mississippi Delta. The state's House Speaker, Mike Gunn, says he's seen a lot of destruction in one little town.
Yeah, I am actually at ground zero here in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Words just cannot describe the devastation that I'm seeing.
Dozens of people were also injured by the tornado, and several are missing. Tens of thousands were without power across Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. I'm Dave Collins.
An employee of an Arizona Family Dollar store has been charged with second-degree murder after police say he shot a shoplifter that punched him in the face 10 times. Kevin Salas Madrid confronted the serial shoplifter, told him to leave the store, at which point the shoplifter punched him in the face, which knocked off his glasses. Madrid then allegedly pulled out a gun and shot the shoplifter at least 10 times, including several times when the shoplifter was on the ground. He told police that he couldn't control his anger. President Joe Biden's choice for the head of the Federal Aviation Administration withdrew his nomination after the Senate failed to gather enough support to move the appointment out of committee. Philip Washington, the CEO of the Denver International Airport, was nominated for the position by the president in July of 2022, but has faced opposition because of questions surrounding his qualifications. A missing Indiana teenager who was believed to be in danger was found alive more than a week after he disappeared. Scotty Dean Morris is 14. He was spotted by an Eaton, Indiana police officer less than a mile from his house around 10:30 p.m. Friday, 8 days after he was last seen. This is USA News.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better.
Italian authorities are searching for a man who jumped off a three-story building and into a canal in Venice.
Mayor Luigi Brugnaro took to Twitter to say he would give the man, only identified as a tourist, a certificate of stupidity for the act. He went on to ask viewers of the viral video to help identify both the jumper and filmer so they could be arrested. I'm Dave Collins.
Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe and his longtime girlfriend Erin Darke expecting their first child together. The couple met on the set of the 2013 biographical drama Kill Your Darlings, in which Radcliffe played poet Allen Ginsberg. A shelter-in-place order is no longer in effect after an avalanche temporarily stranded more than 1,000 people around the town of Alta on Friday afternoon. But authorities warn the danger of additional slides isn't over right now. State transportation crews estimate that the slide was at least 15 feet deep and 300 feet wide. The Utah Avalanche Center has cautioned about the increased dangers in northern and central parts of the state. Number 9 seed Florida Atlantic, stunning number 3 seed Kansas State 79-76 in the Elite Eight yesterday to advance to the school's first Final Four. Florida Atlantic head coach Dusty May said alongside his team, they've worked together to create something special. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.